Hey everybody, welcome to episode 61?
Yep.
Oh my god.
61!
61, guys. We've made it big time.
Made it.
What's wrong with you?
Episode 61 is going to be bigger and better than anything we've ever done. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Gabe's bringing back the transition music.
Bringing back
the Michael Bay edition.
Bringing back it all. Get ready. Pop, pop.
Carla was the prom queen.
What you gonna do when Game Over Nation Mania comes rolling over you?
I just want to say
that should
show's...
be the theme song. Just Hulk Hogan's music. When it comes. Wait.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's
maybe,
it.
Maybe like Hogan's Heroes.
That doesn't
no!
It's not real Americans. It's not.
Shut up. Don't tread on my freedom. I'm going to say my prayers. I'm going to body slam you.
How many things has he just mixed together? I'm curious.
Well,
like peanut butter and chocolate.
With jelly in the jar. All in the jar.
Sorry, I'm going to wrestle on you.
I love jelly. I'll put jelly on anything.
Now
ask
that we know
anything,
that
I'll
wrestling
on
is the
even
most
on toast?
Legitimate sport.
I'll put jelly on replacement refs.
Would you put jelly on fruit roll-ups?
That's disgusting.
I can't answer that question, actually.
Yes. I made a quesadilla at work out of jelly beans.
And fruit roll-ups?
No. It was a tortilla, cheese, and I threw jelly beans on it and microwaved it. And the sugar, like... ew.
Why did you do this?
It was a bet.
I bet you won't do something really gross and stupid? Is that...
No, I bet you want to eat that if you microwaved them. And I was like, bring it on.
So what did you win?
Respect.
Respect.
Oh. At my cousin's bar mitzvah like 4 years ago, we were staying in a hotel that had like N64s and like that you could buy like pay for an hour and you'd like just get an hour of like eight different games you could choose from. And I really wanted to play Mario Kart one of the nights. So at the bar mitzvah, we were all sitting at a table, and my older cousin Brent just says, "Hey Gabe, if you just drink that pot of like vase of flower water sitting on this table, and eat a couple of petals off the flower, I will buy you an hour of Nintendo 64." And I was all jacked up. I was like, "Yeah, fucking do this!" So I start drinking the flower water, and like that's okay, you know, it's just water. You know, might probably have some miracle grow in it, so I'll have like watermelons growing inside my stomach. But then, as I'm doing all
that's
this,
that's how botany works, kids.
That's how botany works. I've seen Rugrats. But as I'm doing this, my mom's behind me talking with someone she just met, and they're talking about kids and how like difficult it is to raise them. And my mom's like, "Yeah, McCleary can be like a little difficult Nancy sometimes, but Gabe's pretty easy." And as she says this, I start gagging on flower petals. So I stand up and just start going, "Wah! And I made every single person at that bar mitzvah look at me. And then I sat down because I was incredibly embarrassed, but I got to play Mario Kart for 20 minutes because the room lost power. And that's how how I spent my cousin's bar mitzvah in the hospital.
You had to go to the hospital? What kind of weak-ass babby were you?
I didn't actually go to the hospital.
Had to go to the hospital for some plant water? The fuck, Gabe?
Yeah, that is pretty fucked up.
I didn't actually go to the hospital, okay? It's hyperbole.
What kind of babby stomach do you have?
Oh my god. I just opened up Steam and I have 36 hours played of Borderlands 2 already.
Already.
How the fuck did that happen? I'm not sorry. I'm incredibly happy. Game's fucking badass. Alright.
Yeah.
We hop into the news. All Alright, TGS happened this week.
Is that our failed news intro?
Failed news.
It started off strong in those first two notes, and then I don't know what happened after that.
We had our eye on Springfield music,
but... Sorry.
Oh, man. I fucking love that music.
I do what I can to survive.
Continue, Gabriel.
I will. So TGS happened in Japan, Tokyo Game Show, if you were not aware. And not a whole lot came out of it other than there is a new PS3 model that is like sort of top loader-y. And it's...
it's still fucking expensive.
$280.
They put everything on cartridges.
Yeah.
It's top loading.
Cartridge Blu-rays. But yeah, I really like the design. It's like you slide the door like a... We were talking about like a screen door, and then you put the disc in, slide it back over. I think that's cool and neat. But I don't know.
That fucking door is gonna break off.
It does look.
It's
pretty
true. I'm wondering how many we'll get at the shop to fix.
I would pat the PS3 on the top and be like, "You like a screen door? That is neat."
I hate you.
That's what the PS3 would say.
I don't know what that's from, but it was great. It was great.
It's from Orange County.
Sean, you're that is great. Height. That is neat. But I thought I saw that. Does it have like how much memory do these things have? I can't
there's
remember.
500 models. Gigs there's, for the $300
yeah,
version.
250 gigs on the $280, which is a cheaper, and then 500 gigs on the $300 one.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. It's too bad the other one didn't go down in price.
It probably will, like on Amazon.
No, but people don't want that.
Yeah, Sony said people don't want price drops or something. Dylan, you know more about this, I'm assuming.
People want to pay
like that.
More.
I read it on Kotaku, so take that with a grain of salt. But
Kotaku.
Yeah, but yeah, I read that and I was like, that's the dumbest reason I've ever heard, especially with Nintendo coming out with their new console for Christmas. You think Sony would be like, oh shit, their console's gonna cost less than ours. And it's a new console.
No, it doesn't cost
less.
It costs the same or more.
I thought it was $250. No,
it's
sorry.
It's $300 and $350.
Yep.
Oops.
And it's got a whopping 32 gigs of memory. And
that's regardless, it's $350 one.
It's the new hotness for about the same price.
Yeah.
So hot. Hot. Like a criminal. Uh-huh. Other news out of TGS, because it was relatively dry, was that Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix, something like that, got announced, which was rumored a couple months ago. And it comes with Kingdom Hearts 1, 2, and 3, excuse me, 358 Days Over 2.
It isn't a 3.
Birth by Sleep, unfortunately, which is the best one, but... I might get it because
it doesn't have Kingdom Hearts 2 either.
It doesn't?
Like, what's up with that?
I thought it did have Kingdom Hearts 2. It's just
that's why it's called 1.5 because it's 1 and then a bunch of other spin-offs, but no 2.
Oh, okay. I was missing.
Don't quite make it there.
That's an odd choice. What's up with HD remakes of games that aren't even 10 years or not even 5 years old yet?
Lack of.
I don't know. I think I like it though because I think. Because they're not a remake, it's just upscaling it. I wish Nintendo would start doing that. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have an HD console, so I think they
But they did do that! Hopefully. Super Mario Brothers Wii U!
But that's not an old game upscaled.
Pretty
that's
much
like
is.
A new game. Yeah.
Yeah, they moved some of the platforms around into different configurations, and then made it HD, and there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new hotness.
Mm-hmm. New hitness. Yeah, so I guess this may be the final Kingdom Hearts thing to come out that isn't Kingdom Hearts 3, so can hope for that.
Kingdom Hearts 3 isn't going to happen.
It's like Half-Life.
Kind of like Final Fantasy Versus 13 isn't going to happen. Ever. Kind of like The Last Guardian isn't going to happen.
Nope.
Ever.
Oh, fuck you.
Dylan speaks the
truth.
I'm
right.
Truth comes from raw dog.
Kind of like Sony will never get another Platinum Games video game on their console. except
Sony
for Rising.
Will never get a Platinum Games game? What?
I don't know. I'm just spouting nonsense at this point. Because I'm so excited about Bayonetta 2.
There will never be another Final Fantasy game on the PlayStation ever.
Well, ever. After the last few, that might be a good thing. Kill it all!
Uncharted will be an exclusive to Nintendo within the next 6 months.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, yes, I mean, I love the first Kingdom Hearts. I find something about it just so charming and just fun. Even though the story is pretty stupid and convoluted.
Darkness? You don't like darkness?
Darkness!
Darkness!
Yeah,
I've never played a Kingdom Hearts game.
Don't worry, Ryan. You're missing a bunch of darkness!
Darkness.
Yeah, the first one's pretty cool, except for gummy ships, but, you know, you take what you get.
Oh, fuck you! That was the best part about some of those games.
The first one?
I don't remember. Number two, it was pretty awesome.
I really don't like two, but, you know, Kingdom Hearts. Some people like it, some people don't. You know.
It's okay, it's not great.
Birth by Sleep is. Anyway.
It's still got fucking the Little Mermaid Land.
Birth by Sleep still has a dumb name.
They all have dumb names, Ryan.
How could you possibly be born and not wake up?
No, you're born
you were
through
born by
sleep.
Sleeping.
You're born through a dream womb. I don't know.
Oh, man, I dream
about a
this
lot
conversation.
Of
I like parts of it.
Well, I find Birth by Sleep probably the most disgusting video game title ever.
I don't know. Birth by Birth is pretty disgusting. You ever seen a birth? That's pretty fucked up.
Birth by Birth.
God.
Birth by C-section is pretty fucked up, too.
Big Bertha.
Those were the other options for Birth by Sleep.
Birth by
title.
C-section.
Oh man!
Oh god!
What's happening?
Ryan's like, no, stop.
Game
it.
Over Nation,
stop
MD.
It.
Welcome. We talk about being born.
I do
in different
look
ways.
Like old Doogie Howser.
Yeah. He is a doctor.
Did you say you look
like a dog?
Did you say you look like old Doogie Howser?
Yes. Not Neil Patrick Harris now, but Neil Patrick Harris when he was 12. Except I've got a beard.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Seriously, we went to a comedy club, and this guy, we were in the front row, and he's like, hey, Doogie Howser up there. And I was like, me? My Doogie Howser?
Not wrong.
And then his life was forever changed. And he became Dr. Raw Dog.
It's true. Oh, it's
oh,
true.
No. All right, well,
I have an operating table in my room.
That's weird.
This is just going to be some horrible CSI episode one day, but PSN is going to get some digital download releases, which is almost done really well.
Hasn't that been the like case for the last 2 years? They've had digital downloads.
No. On like for full PlayStation games on release date, getting day and date digital
downloads.
Yeah,
hasn't that been the case since Mass Effect 3 and
Mass Effect 3 is like the
and Mass Effect 2.
No. Like, you can pre-purchase these. Like, you can preload them, like, with Steam.
Nice.
Oh, okay, so you can install them before.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, almost. They still charge $60 for it regularly, except for some games that, if you have PlayStation Plus, you get 10% off, so $6 off.
It's like they were all like, people don't know why computer games used to cost less, so let's just continue with this, even if it's digital.
Yeah. Well, it's weird, because Sony just did that whole thing at GDC where they give away a free Vita game if you buy the retail copy of a PS3 game. If there's like that crossover, you get a free Vita game, downloadable. So it's weird
Seriously,
that they would go from a price scheme
like
that.
Like months ago, when there were all the predictions, we're going to go full digital, so it could mean prices start going down. No, look at this.
Right, but
we were all wrong.
But that's
we've
not,
been duped.
That's not the typical model. Like even on Steam, like games come out at 60. It's how they handle it down the road.
Yeah. Used to not be the case.
Okay, well,
they used to,
the current state of things.
I know that.
A wise old,
but I'm just saying,
sounding
like
he's dying man, Bob Dylan once said, the times are a-changing.
The digital thing and prices coming down is going to be one of those things where you're looking down the road, like how quickly, because prices drop pretty quickly on the PC.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And so it's going to be if they can reconstruct that model on a console, you know, like so that we're not so that you're not still seeing Madden 09 for $50 on the PSN.
Oh Lord, I'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, like finding ways to have these awesome sales like Steam does. Like if they can somehow make that happen on a console, then you know. Fine, release it at 60, whatever. If you want it day one, that's what you pay, but...
Yeah, so it's think of it as like a convenience fee for it being downloadable on
convenience fee? Thank you.
Yeah.
The convenience of it taking, you know, 4 hours to download it.
Super convenient.
You're too kind, Dylan.
You know, when I could just drive for 5 minutes and get it.
Yeah.
Well, you can preload it,
I think
so that's cool.
It's a half step in a good direction.
I think the step should be, if it's downloadable, it should be cheaper, because you're not paying the distribution fee and you're not paying for the fucking vendor.
Yeah, it absolutely can be cheaper, but I don't know.
So far, no one's doing it.
Sony's kind of doing it with the Vita crossover thing, but yeah, maybe. We'll see. But these like 8 titles that they're bragging about include things like Assassin's Creed 3, Resident Evil 6, and Need for Speed Most Wanted. Need for Speed Most Wanted. There's some other ones like GoldenEye and other
it's nonsense. Kind of a test to see how it works.
Yeah. Because Mass Effect 3 sold pretty well on the PSN, I'm pretty sure.
Nah.
Yeah. Dylan's not amused.
And you know, after the last 2 years, I don't trust anything from the game industry.
What's wrong with you?
I'm looking out for my dollar.
Dollar bill, y'all. Gotta get that
I'm looking out for George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Fuck Benjamin, he's too much.
Benjamin Franklin's too pretentious.
Can't handle all the Benjamins.
I can't.
Oh no. And yeah, oddly enough, that's all the news we got this week.
Really? That was odd.
Yeah. That is all.
Nothing.
That was quick.
Nothing else, you know?
Yeah, nothing really. It was pretty slow. I mean, there were some trailers that came out of TGS, but I don't know. Meh.
You know what, we can talk about? Since last week we brought it up and Javi hadn't seen the trailer. Javi, what'd you think of the Fuse trailer?
Oh, yeah.
I told you!
Did you watch it, Ryan?
I have not.
Oh, man, you should check it out. It's pretty bad.
Where can I find it?
It's so bad.
Is it on YouTube?
Youah. Watch it right now.
Javi
I'm gonna
is
edit
better at voicing
it. I don't think you guys did it justice.
Which one?
I guess it's this by Fuse Game. Fuse trailer.
I believe I said all the personality was sucked out of it.
Which is exactly. It's like the boringest thing I've ever watched.
It looked
like,
maybe
oh my God.
Maybe it's just a really bad trailer. Hopefully
yeah,
it
I
is.
Think that's, but I think that's the case.
It.
But I talked to, or I watched the. Sorry, I didn't talk to anybody. I watched the
G4
interview with Ted Price,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't promising.
No,
like
no,
he's all. He's all. I know a lot of people are disappointed that it's not like the Overstrike trailer. And
because the Overstrike was a gem in a mountain of shooters that year at E3. And instead...
I don't know, man. This has got some pretty boss-ass cellular action going on. I see cells doing things. I see...
Yeah, he kept going on and on about the fusion thing.
I see...
They couldn't do that in the other game. It's like, that's such bullshit. Like, nothing about Overstrike's
your art style is
made
affected.
It, yeah.
Is affecting the fucking...
The
I see... Wait, I just
engine?
Saw C4 planted on a wall, and they blew that wall open, and then went through it. That's pretty cool.
You could punch through the wall and deus ex.
I saw helicopters. I saw guns. You know what, guys? I think we got a winner on our hands.
Did you see how
it's got a mech in it? We're done. We're done.
Let's go home.
The most telling thing for me was I saw some still images from the trailer, and one was from one of the girls, and I was like, "Is that an image from Mass Effect 3?" And I first for the longest time I thought it was an image of Shepard. No, it's not. I'm like,
No, it's unfortunate. It is. I was
even Resistance 2 was more colorful than that.
I'm so sad now.
I know, it's such a downer.
It is.
But, well, like I was saying, Ted Price did that interview, and he was saying that he's like, granted, we won't go as extreme and loose with the comedy, but there's still room for a little bit of joking around in Fuse. And I'm like, oh, fuck you, man. Why couldn't you have a crazy slapstick humor and have it be? I mean, that seems even more akin to Crazy Weapons. Like, yeah. He was saying that with Overstrike, it was holding them back from being creative with the weapons. I'm like, that is a bullshit excuse. That doesn't make any sense.
I could totally see this being manipulated by EA.
See, that's what everybody's saying.
It's just a partners program, though.
But it's being published
by
EA.
EA's funding it. They're publishing it. So
I thought it was under the partners program, so that means Insomniac still has control.
Yeah, well, Ted Price kept arguing that, it was their decision. It was Insomniac's decision to...
I think it is.
Maybe.
I hope not, because then that means Insomniac...
As much as I don't like EA, I don't think they're as influential in this decision as...
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's just our thinking, because we like to think EA is...
See, the original trailer, I was hoping for like a middle ground between Resistance and Ratchet and Clank.
Mm-hmm. Which would have been really cool. And it was also third person. I like third person so much more than first person, especially on consoles. And I was like, oh my god, this could be so much fun. That Overstrike trailer is so fun to watch. And then it's like, oh no. No. What did you do?
I mean, it's just a trailer, but a trailer is supposed to get you excited for it. And
that's the problem with releasing trailers that early. It seems like they didn't have a game at all. And they're like, let's just release this proof of concept.
It's like fucking Dead Island, except like reversed.
Yeah. See, I think that's the biggest problem. The trailer was pre-rendered. We're never gonna know what this could have been the original gameplay from the start. And then
no, Ted Price said that they switched gears like once they started making it. He said like we decided to like make some. Basically, it's a gimmick. The reason it's called Fuse is because there's some weird fusion of cells, and
it's an alien.
Yeah, that's
material.
Like when you can see all those like it making the big dumb black shields and.
Yeah,
which was
like,
cool looking
okay,
before.
Well,
when it
why
was,
does
you know,
that clash
blue.
With a goofy, cartoony setting? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like
why'd you have to reboot it?
Yeah. It's one of the more disappointing things to see this year. It's funny because Dead Island is the same situation, but just opposite like tones. It started out really serious and grim, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, this could be incredible!" And then when they finally see it. It's like the first demo they showed up was like this stereotypical like black guy just going, "Oh hell no, I'm gonna beat your head in with a bad bitch." And it's like,
I must
oh
have missed
god.
That.
What happened to you? What happened to you? And then
happened to it being about a little girl dying in slow motion.
Well.
What?
In reverse.
No.
In reverse. Well, they did it again.
That
though.
Game
did
was like Memento.
Inner Space.
Did you see the new Dead Island trailer?
Riptide.
It's sad again.
It's sad again. Is it actually going to be like Dead Island or the original Dead Island trailer? Is that what the game's going to be like, Dino?
No, the game is probably it's an expansion. I think.
Oh, okay.
To
so it's still
Dead Island.
Dead Island, but not the Dead Island that I want. And everything I want is what is good for everyone. So.
Oh,
Amen. Me, baby. Me.
fuck
you.
Everything. I'm going to go play Castlevania.
You should play Borderlands.
You should play Borderlands.
Like right now.
Because Borderlands is like, oh my god. I haven't even beat it. And that's, it's like.
Is this our segue into Borderlands 2?
It was until you said it was a segue.
I wish I had one.
You can. I wish they went upstairs.
They do if you try hard enough.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
What's okay? So something about Boston tours. I don't know if they do this in Seattle. They love segues on like tours of Boston. When I was up in my parents' apartment in the financial district, that's all I would see whenever I would walk to the grocery store or just walk to the park. Just fucking people with their little bike helmets and elbow pads riding Segways getting toured around Boston.
I know that in San Francisco, I had a wedding, like, whatever that word is.
Congregation.
Wedding party drive past me. And they were all on Segways.
Marriage by Segway?
No, this was after the marriage. I think they were, you know, going to the hotel room to fuck.
On Segway?
Their families were coming to
ever
watch.
The romantic, Dylan Roth,
hot, hot Segway loving.
Now that's a Segway.
Segway orgy.
Well, I know that at the baseball stadium in Seattle, they have, like, they have the little info guys. That it's like, you know, you can go up and get info about the game or buy a program or whatever. But there, it's like a booth built around a Segway. So, like, he's got, like, a little counter in front of him. Doggy. And, like, a banner over the top of him and a little box around him. But he's on a Segway.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah. So there's an outhouse in Borderlands 2 that says Duke Hut, no fapping.
Yes, I've seen this.
That's funny.
There are many things in Borderlands that are funny, which led Forbes to say that it's probably the funniest game ever made. And then a couple days later, Forbes published an article saying it's like the most obnoxious mess.
Yeah, that was kind of strange back to back.
But
I agree
with the first Forbes that I think it's the funniest game I've ever played.
I think it's funny. I wouldn't say funniest. But
what's the funniest? Of course, that begs the question. Yeah.
That's a damn good question. I don't think in terms of humor with games, really.
Zero has a Yu-Gi-Oh! Quote, which is pretty awesome. Mm. You've activated his trap card.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, what is not awesome about Borderlands 2?
I would say right off the bat, like, I read the Polygon review that Arthur Gies did, and there was definitely...
I saw that, and actually, I think he gave it a fair review, like a fair... I think he gave it, what, a...
He gave it 7.5. But I agreed with, like, what he was saying about, like, it's really strange how they make you do a lot of, like, rerunning over stuff you've done. Like, there's a mission when I'm, like, level... I guess I was probably, like, 11 or 12... that you have to go all the way back to the fucking beginning of the game to drop something, like, to take this guy there.
The matchstick?
Yeah, that matchstick mission. I'm trying not to get too much into what exactly happens, but you have to go all the way fucking, you have to fight through, and, like, the boss that you fought is still there, and, both of the bosses are still there. You have to run back through, and it's like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Well, there are no doubt some, like, not fun missions or... Not as fun as other missions, but, like, those are, like, so overshadowed for me by such amazing missions. Like, some of the story missions, like, halfway through, I'm not going to detail at all, other than saying it's the wildlife preservation one.
That's the one
spoilers.
I'm on.
That one is amazing. That's, like, oh, God, it's so good. There's so many little... like, subtleties in it, and there's also, like, in-your-face action. It's such, like, a great balance of, I don't know, like, exploring and, like, being guided.
I don't know how I didn't notice this in one mission, because, like, the first time I played it, I was playing with some people, and, like, sometimes some of my friends that I play with on Xbox are in a hurry, and it's easy to, like, miss the little subtle things.
I hate that.
Yeah, and so it's especially Barry. Barry is the worst.
Yeah,
Barry doesn't
Barry.
Barry doesn't read anything. Barry doesn't give a fuck about a story. Barry watches the endings of half the games he plays before he ever gets the game. He'll watch it on YouTube. Like, he just doesn't care. So, like, he can be difficult to play these kind of games with because he just flies through them. And so, like, this one particular mission, it was called Too Close for Guns, I think. Something like that. But you basically have to go, and this isn't really a spoiler because it's a dumb side mission, but basically you meet this guy who's dressed up. He's a gyrocopter pilot, and he's dressed up with like the full helmet and the air mask and everything, and his name is Loggins.
And Kenny Loggins?
Sort of, yes. His name is Loggins, and your mission is, he says he got kicked out of his group, and he wants you to go to this bandit camp where all the other pilots are and steal their volleyballs and burn down their volleyball net.
Yes, I am shirtless men.
Yeah, so you go, you do that, and then as soon as you burn the volleyball net, all these quote-unquote shirtless men run out, and they're all like with slick-backed hair, they're shirtless, and they're wearing aviators, and they come running out, and you kill all of them. And it was like, I like the first time I did that, I didn't even realize what was going on. I redid it again by myself later with a different character, and I was like, oh, now this is all falling into place, and it's really, really hilarious.
I was gonna say that actually puts me right in a good place to talk about one of the things I like the least. Is the amount of humor that's all references to other things.
Really? I like that. I think it was just like a love letter to I like so it. Many I things like that
in
I like.
Ryan, when it's a mission about it, like in that one Ryan's talking about, or the sewer one later earlier. I like references like that, but do we really... Was it necessary to like have your character quote internet humor?
I mean, that...
Like when Axton's like, cool story, bro. Or all the challenges are like, why you nomad? That's just seem, that's, I mean, I see it, a lot of internet humor as some of the...
Right. Well, it's just like throwing memes.
Boring,
yeah,
it's unfunny like, shit ever, and it's just chock full of that shit in the game.
I think of that as and just more of like a love letter to the community of the game. Like, it's a very multiplayer-based game, and multiplayer derives from the internet. Where all these jokes kind of formed and became like part of everyone's comedy arsenal. Like I love walking around Sanctuary and just hearing like little what are they, Crimson Raiders or Crimson Land? I can't remember what they're called. We'll call them Crimson Raiders because I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Like Crimson Raiders just like saying lines as I walk by, like there's always money in the newsstand. It's just like oh God, you guys. Stop it.
Yep. And then there was I used to be a vault hunter like you, and then I took a bullet, and I was like, really?
Yeah, well,
you can tell
not?
When it was written.
Why not, though?
Yeah.
Why not? Because
I don't think those
kind of
jokes
YouTube
are in
video.
There, and they're going, I don't think.
Yeah, they're not like writing it in to go like, oh man, this is going to kill.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's just background noise.
I don't find that humorous at all, but whatever. But then, I do think them like Handsome Jack is hilarious.
Handsome Jack's
he's
the one
best
of
the part
best
about
villains.
The game.
These pretzels are really delicious.
Handsome Jack's one of the best villains in video games.
That's the thing. That's I think that's the subject of that's the base of my complaint. When they're writing
what's
something
the
original like Handsome Jack, it's fucking hilarious. When they're taking references to other jokes in jokes, it's not as hilarious. That there is the crux of my. See,
I might just be a fanboy, but I like the balance of it. I think like
fair enough.
I think seeing like picking up a gun and seeing like a tagline of like an internet meme or something, it's like, oh, okay, that's funny. Like, that's funny that they put that in there. It's not like they did that so people would be like, oh, God, you said why you no do this. It's like, oh, it's like a little shout out to what what people fucking say on the internet.
Christ. Yeah. It could have to do that. I hate 90% of the internet.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I thought a lot of the characters are pretty good. Although I am curious, like, I'm wondering if they are going to start something now, like, if they've started something now, maybe inadvertently, maybe on purpose, to where the characters you're playing don't get explained until the next game. Because, like, the characters you're playing in this game are just like the ones in the first
one.
No.
There are little dead drops scattered around the world of a backstory for each character.
That's fine, but that's not as fleshed out as what they're doing for the
No, no, it's not.
Characters from the first one. Like, it's not anywhere near as in-depth from what I've seen so far.
I like it because it's like a tease. Like, you find one of, like, their dead drops for each character, so it's like Maya, like, first dead drop is in this one spot, and then you have to go find it somewhere, find the second chapter somewhere else, and I love that little tease of, like, backstory.
Yeah, and that's fine, but also, like, I don't, like, that kind of stuff still feels empty when it's like, here's a backstory that's being told through this audio recorder, like, versus what they're doing for the characters in the first game, where you're kind of, you're getting that, but you're getting it through, like, personal dialogue with them, and it's also continuing right in front of you, because they're actually people that are doing things right then, you know, like...
I can see where Ryan's coming from. I mean, they were making, like, talking about, oh yeah, siren, blah blah blah, and I'm like, hey, I'm a siren, by the way.
that's me. Hello.
Guess what? I'm one of the sirens you're talking. Whatever.
Yeah, but
let's just ignore the fact that I think tattoos.
I think the best balance of this, like, interpretation and very fleshed out details is Tiny Tina. She's probably the most interesting side character. I don't know if you've gotten there, Ryan, or
yeah, I did last night.
Yeah, they do more with her, like, throughout the game. It's so fun to just hear different things about, like, the history of this 13-year-old girl and how she got to being how she is at only the age of 13. I love that. I'm also just a fanboy of the Birch family, okay? Shut up.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Gabe just has a crush on Ashley.
God. You guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Okay. I don't know where we go from here.
Torchlight 2!
Segway
into Torchlight 2.
Torchlight 2.
Superior than Diablo 3.
Which may be true, but it also has the worst release date.
Anything. I agree with that.
Ever.
Though they did say repeatedly it's coming out during the summer, and it came out 2 days before summer ended.
See, it would have been perfect if they released this game
midsummer,
end of July, beginning of August, anytime in August.
Yeah.
Any time that's not Borderlands.
Let's ignore Borderlands and talk about how good the game is, because that shouldn't get in the way of how good this game is.
Oh, it shouldn't. It gets in the way of me playing it, because I'm not going to.
Oh, by the way, before we move on, I guess we should all say, like, because I know, like, now thinking about the conversation we just had, like, we all really like Borderlands.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was pretty. I thought that was pretty clear.
No, we really like Borderlands.
My God, that's.
I think it's.
I even bought it.
Critical, but
I bought it twice.
Gabe bought it twice on the same platform because he's smart.
I'm a business thinker.
He's something.
I bought it once for me and once for an unusual hat.
For America.
For TF2 hat.
But
I thought
what do you want to go to first, Ryan?
Like, Torchlight. Talk about Torchlight.
We got the Torchlight.
No, oh, he wanted to make sure
I just
everyone.
Said it.
Oh, that's it. Just yeah. Oh yeah, we did like the game.
Yeah,
and I really want to play it right now, but I'm not going to because I have self control.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
It's funny because look who's playing
it
right now.
It wasn't a comment on him.
I said look who's playing it as we're recording.
I'm not doing anything. I'm recording. Recording all the shows.
Uh huh. It's cool. Torchlight. Am I the only one that's played it?
I have the demo, and I really want to try the demo. But tell me why I should play it.
Because it's a lot better than Diablo. No, I don't want to compare it too much to Diablo because that's like what everyone does. But I think it's fantastic. It's polished. It's what you want out of a action RPG. What's the genre?
Dungeon crawler RPG.
Dungeon crawler.
Kinda. That's a genre. That's dungeon crawling.
You want loot, and you want it to be massive. It's fucking massive.
And it's that got game, all the loot.
You get quite a bit of loot. It's pretty generous with it. You get it quite often. But I think the biggest, it's really, it's huge. That's the biggest thing. That game is enormous. I'm not even through Act 1, and it's huge. I haven't gotten too far into it, so I can't.
Oh my god, it's so juicy.
I can't talk that much about it, but I've been enjoying it. It's nice. You can have six people in your.
Six?
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, it's six people
Damn,
instead of like
shoddy.
Four. And yeah. So far, it's kind of easy. So I started one on veteran, and that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Biggest issue so far is your respec. You can only respec three abilities, the last three.
When you're talking about, I think that's like the best thing about Diablo 3 is that you don't have to commit to any one.
Yeah, except there's not as much freedom in the first place because it's like a linear progression with your skills. Yeah. Torchlight, it's not a linear progression at all. It's got the three trees, just like Diablo 2, full of skills. Hmm. You don't have to. It's not like Diablo 3 was very much like WoW's, where at a certain level you get a certain skill. And you can choose to have that be one of your main skills. There wasn't any, like, freedom. There was a freedom in choosing what you wanted to use, but there was no freedom in your different talents, I guess. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not going to make sense to anyone who's never played that genre. Yeah.
Well, like, how is it structured compared to Diablo? Because Diablo is very, like, set path. Straight through and then just go through it multiple times.
It's a lot more open.
Okay.
You've played the demo, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. Think of it a lot more, it's closer to Diablo 2 than Diablo 3 is to Diablo 2. As in, it's a big map and there's quest givers outside of dungeons. And you talk to the quest giver, they give you a dungeon, you go into the dungeon and come out. You can do it in any order, whatever you want to do. And later on, there's a lot more quests out on the field. So, I think that's the biggest draw of it. It's huge, and it's very generous with the loot, and it's very generous for partying up with friends. You don't have to be online, you can play at LAN. And I think that's the biggest draw, and it's $20. It's got fantastic music.
Huh. I mean, I'm definitely going to check it out just once this Borderlands slump.
It's hard to talk about that genre of game without making it sound like every other from that genre, which that's, I think, the biggest complaint you can make about a dungeon crawler is they're too samey. It's like an MMO in that fact.
But yeah,
they're all trying to capture the same thing by going the same formula.
But then it's like the little tiny details
and
how they
refine
everything.
If you don't like Diablo 2, you're not going to like this one. If you didn't like Diablo 3, you might like this one.
Well, isn't it more like Diablo 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you don't like those type of games, this game isn't for you. Don't get it.
Very equipment driven.
Click, 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 click.
Exactly. Exactly.
Clicking has never been so fun.
Yeah, like I said, it's hard to explain why I like those games.
Yeah, it's just something you do. You feel
it. It feels more like an adventure, just like an adventure game that you're going out into the world and adventuring and.
Avengering. You're just Avengering everybody.
Oh, get it? Because Avengers came out today.
Oh, did it?
Did it?
Yeah, on Blu-ray.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a Joss Whedon double special. Cabin in the Woods last week. Avengers this week. Joss Whedon.
Javi, you played Resident Evil 6. Why does it suck?
Here's the thing.
Thank you.
I don't know, call me naive, which I wouldn't blame you. But I think Resident Evil 6, although all signs point to, it's not very good. I still have faith in it. I think it could be, the final package, I think it could out outlive the sum of its parts.
What?
I don't know. I think it could outlive it. They could survive. I don't know.
You mean?
I think with co-op? It could be better. The final product could be better than.
And what we've seen
pieces in bite-sized form.
Maybe.
Yeah. You sound like you're trying to convince yourself.
Yeah, a little bit. You are optimistic, which is good.
Yeah, I had fun with Leon's part.
I
feel like I'm just bad at the game, honestly. Like, I really feel like I'm not good at
it. Is it because the controls are so convoluted?
They're weird. They're kind of stiff, and but I feel like it's something that you can get the hang of course. Mm-hmm. So
that's just that you shouldn't have to get used to the controls. That sounds like it's just bad controls.
Well, I mean, any game you have
to
get used to.
Who didn't have
to
get used to Resident Evil 1's controls?
Oh, Christ. Yeah, those are bad controls.
Mm-hmm.
Just steer like a tank.
See, I love.
I think how that's.
Resident
I think
Evil
that's Resident
controls.
Evil's hallmark until Resident Evil 4 is bad controls.
Yeah, I loved how Resident Evil 5 controlled, or 4 and 5, I guess, because they were very similar.
I think 4 was great.
5 was different.
5
than before. I would turn on the Resident Evil 4 controls.
Oh, so then
5.
you that's when you like aim with the left stick, right?
Yeah.
So I like Resident Evil 5's controls.
Would.
That's cool.
You would.
Little changes they did, like you no longer have to hold A to sprint. You can do like super sprint if you hold A, but like just to run, you just have to move the control stick, which I don't like. I like having
to work.
Is that
in number 6?
Yeah, this is number 6. I like having to do more work to run. Like that's like minorly building tension. It's like it means something that you're running through this. It's like they do the same shit in Dead Space.
Let's think of a third, because let's face it, let's call this a third person shooter. That's what it is. Let's think of a game that has really good and fluid controls.
Well,
that's a
yeah. Well, here's
shooter.
The thing. That's why it's not fair to call it a third person shooter, because it
that's
as,
what it looks like
as
it wants to be though.
As a third person shooter, it's terribly clunky and like not fluid experience. You know, you put it next to Uncharted or Gears of War or anything like that, it looks like a disaster because it's stiff.
Because
and...
it is.
Yeah, but you know, it's a third person shooter, but it's also just kind of a horror game, or quote unquote. I don't know how many quotation marks you want to put around that.
I think the biggest question over it, what does it want to be? What is it?
Exactly, and
I don't even think Capcom knows what
it wants.
It needs
to decide what it wants to fucking be.
It's trying to be everything,
yeah, I mean,
and
Capcom
I think that's going to make it a mess.
Exactly. It's like me and Ryan discussed on the PAX episode, where I was like, if you're worried about that game being a complete mess, well, you're right, because it's trying to be everything, and it's not succeeding
in
any of
it. And it ends up being nothing!
It tries to be a Call of Duty action military game with all the Chris stuff I've seen, and then tries to be all Monster Mash with Jake.
And I believe
just like tons of ridiculous monsters. And then it's trying to be classic Resident Evil with Leon, and none of it is good.
Yeah, I believe you said Chris's was the worst part.
Definitely.
Which means they should go back to what they know best, which is what they were doing with Leon's.
I don't know. I think Resident
Evil. That should be the
Resident Evil over... 6 is going to be the last Resident Evil for a long time.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We'll see how it sells. I think I'm with Javi here. I mean we've had three Resident Evils this year.
Listen, Gabe,
it's gonna do
really well in the mass market. It's not gonna do. It's not gonna be, you know, part of our universe. Like, no one that follows gaming is like hyped up about Resident Evil 6.
I feel like Resident Evil's on its way out. Because
I don't know.
I could agree with that, but I don't think 6 is gonna do bad.
No, I don't think 6 is gonna do bad. But I feel Resident Evil the series is gonna be slowly dying.
I think
5 down.
did better than the rest of them, correct?
Yeah, but it's just in between 5 and 6, they've released, I don't know, like 8 console games.
This is something ridiculous, and that just kind of
sullies the name.
This generation, Capcom was on top of the world at the beginning, and like, they could do no wrong. They did Mega Man 9, they had Resident Evil 5. Well, the trailers for
Street
Resident Evil 5 were,
Street
like,
Street Fighter
incredible.
4 was fantastic. And then
they completely resurrected the fighting genre with Street Fighter 4.
And now look at that. How many Street Fighter 4s do we have?
And that's what's happened as the generation went on. Capcom just kept milking that cow, and they buried themselves.
I think that's the underlying thing with this entire, doesn't matter which company, that is this generation. Street Fighter 4 is the perfect analogy. God damn it, Bobby. Sorry. That had nothing to do with our discussion. Anyway.
Yeah.
Bobby, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I'm
Resident Evil 6, and I'll tell you all about it. So,
Resident Evil 6 is
so wait, you're still gonna buy it?
October 2nd, so it comes out next week.
Wait, October? Wait, October?
Yeah.
Comes out next week.
Hold on, you're still buying it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm surprised to hear after how bad you said the demo
Hey, dog,
was.
Last week I said I'm buying a Wii U, so you shouldn't be too surprised at anything right now.
Last week, Gabe said he liked a Half-Life game.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about it a lot recently. I really want to get back to playing it, but Borderlands 2.
Oh, my God. So, Gabe, let's get on our segue and...
Let's hop on that segue. Let's go take a little tour around Boston or something. And let's hop into some listener mail. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Bam, 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 bam.
Chimpanzee
riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway.
Chimpanzee
riding on a Segway.
Bam, 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 bam. You gotta help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Avi.
All right. So, did we get
any
mail over there,
Avi? Nothing.
Nothing. You guys are the best.
It could be because I'm getting more and more offensive as the weeks go on.
You have a late
game over nation. With the exception of a couple iPhone games, I haven't played anything since Journey came out in April.
Wow.
What? Oh, wow. Any games? Holy shit. Okay.
He's got self-control.
Have you ever gone through a time where you just couldn't play games or didn't feel like it? And what?
All the time.
And what recent release should I try once I'm playing again? Thanks for the
great God, that was so loud.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I dropped something.
Whoops. I've gone through that quite a bit, actually. I think I've talked about it quite a few times.
I haven't played, dude, like the last few months, man. Like I get like little bits and pieces of gameage, and
it's not Graham's fault that he hasn't played anything. It's been pretty dry this year. This year's one of the slowest and worst years we've had.
Yeah, I think both July and
August.
You
say that, but I bet if we really like, let's not do that now. But if we really went and sat down, and thought of the stuff.
Oh no, there's absolutely good things to come out. But like Mass Effect 3 came out at the beginning of the year. He said he hasn't played anything since Journey. Journey came out after Mass Effect did, and then between that we have Diablo.
For me, it's like Journey, Lollipop Chainsaw, Little Big Planet Vita. That's about it. And Sleeping Dogs, fun game.
Sleepy Dogs.
Christ.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's like since Journey, it's been Diablo 3 and like TF2.
Oh,
and then now Borderlands.
What I've done in those situations like where I kind of get... It's been a while since that's happened where I've just like not felt like playing games. But the times that I have, like I tend to try to grab like... I think what I did then was...
Grab the bull by the horns.
Yeah, and then I wrestle it to the ground. And then I grab a handheld system. And, like, that's... For whatever reason, sometimes that tends to kind of, like, shock me out of it.
Hmm.
Like, I'll just play a handheld game for a little bit, like, here and there. And it eventually, like, kind of, like, makes you want something... Like, a bigger experience. And so, like, I just try to change it up from what I usually play. And usually that'll kind of just... trigger something and kick it back in to where I just start playing all the stuff that I like to play again.
Yeah.
Or at least the types of games.
For me, I pop out the classics.
Yeah. I go back to games that I love from like a generation before or more. And this hasn't happened for long ass time, but I went
Wind Waker,
Wind Waker, some games on PS2, like, you know, go back, play Snake Eater.
Bum, 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 bum. Wow, wow. I can't play Snake Eater right now. Fucking shit.
Better buy a Vita.
I already have it for PS3.
Go back and either play
Better
games.
Better buy a screen door.
Yeah, buy a screen door PS3. Go back and play games that you've either played before, like from past generations, so you just get like that nostalgia and like you really just enjoy what
and,
you see
and then you
and
weep
feel.
For the future.
Try
know,
not
Graham,
to weep.
Go back and play games that we've played before.
Yeah. Or, ooh. No, yeah, the next part of that was that you go back and play games you feel you missed. Like, when this happened to me, I went back and played games on PS2. I never played Snake Eater or Okami, so...
That's a good point, because every time I play through Okami, it's... I don't know, I get that...
It sucked more?
No, it's felt just as good as the first time. It's one of the few games I could say that. But usually when I'm in one of those moods, I pick a Castlevania and then I play that.
I wouldn't recommend doing that.
And Javi knows
be bored
how fast I
mind.
Go through Castlevania games.
Gabe really hates Castlevania, man.
Yeah, I don't.
Gabe has a, Gabe is an awful person.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true, but not
fucking
because of the
suck
Castlevania
in
thing.
Every way. My God, I'm horrible.
What? Why, Gabe? Why?
Why? The entire game's backtracking to me, and I just can't stand it.
Have you played any of the classic Vanias? Have you played fucking?
I played the first one.
Super Castlevania 4?
Super Castlevania.
Play Super Castlevania 4 and then bitch to me about backtracking, you biggity, biggity bitch.
I like the first Castlevania.
He told you there.
The first game's great. The Super Nintendo one's the best. Well, Symphony of the Night's up there. That one's great. Even though you're right, there is a lot of
Symphony
backtracking.
Symphony of Night? Yeah, Symphony of the Night can fucking die in a hole. I hate that game.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Play Richter mode, then.
So play through it. Hate it playing through it. And
just
then
download
play
a save file for it and just play through Richter mode.
I don't cheat.
Whoa!
You got a badass over here.
No kidding. Circle of the Moon, then. I don't care. Pick some.
Area of Sorrow. Aria of Sorrow.
No, that has the backtracking that Gabe hates so much.
It's so good, though.
It doesn't have that much backtracking, though. Biggest,
stab, stab, stab.
Stabby, stabby, stabby.
The biggest perpetrator in that is Symphony of the Night with the reverse castle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But whatever. The SNES one is the best, Gabe. Play that one, then.
Go, Graham, if you have an Xbox, buy Banjo-Kazooie. Play through that, because that's one of the best platformers
Wait,
of all
what,
time.
What are you telling him? Why are you telling him that?
Because it's a retro game, and you can play it in HD. On Xbox.
Buy Banjo-Kazooie for Game Boy Advance.
Oh, for some reason I thought you were talking about Nuts and Bolts.
Oh, no,
like, hey,
I should have clarified. Banjo-Kazooie, as in Banjo-Kazooie, the Nintendo 64 game that was re-released on Xbox Live Arcade.
It's
too late. He already bought Nuts and Bolts.
Stop your hands.
I'm so sorry.
Graham, why didn't you ask us that question last week where you could have probably won Borderlands 2?
Yeah.
Nah, you
and then
up.
You could have played that. That could have been the game that brought you
and
back.
And if we recorded, I don't know, like an hour earlier, I might have given away another one. But no. No, Graham. You waited too long, and now I have an unusual hat. So thank you. Thank you.
That's addiction.
Yep. I'm
addicted to TF2 as well. Who said that?
Yeah, I say go back, play Wind Waker or Banjo-Kazooie. I do those.
He's like, what new games? We're telling him all these
older games. What new games? Borderlands 2.
Uh-huh.
Or if you want to ease yourself into it. I don't know, Black Mesa you can play in doses.
Fall of Cybertron.
Yeah, actually, Black Mesa 2 is for free.
Yeah,
for
Black Mesa is free, so I'd definitely say Black Mesa.
That's just a... rehashing of an old game. Fall of Cybertron, do that.
Black Mesa is a love letter to a game that fans love, and they did such an amazing job.
It's a love letter to a game that Gabe hated.
Yeah, and I think that's incredible.
Incredible. I don't know why Gabe likes it more. There's more crouch.
I had a talk with Heidenweiss about it, actually, on Steam.
Is it because it's prettier? Because literally most of the game is the same.
Yeah, I know.
They just added more crouch jumping and broke the normal jumping.
I think that Gabe
And then Gabe's a graphics
whore. The reason that that exists is why Gabe's that, like, eh, it's awesome.
That's part of it. That's indeed part of it. But they... When I played through the first Half-Life, I got Half-Life Source on Steam and tried it because everyone was going nuts over it. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. But that... Compare that to, like, the opening of Half-Life, which is famous for just being incredible at establishing the environment and the world. I didn't get anything from it in the first one. I was like, this is dull, and I'm not scared at all or anything. I'm not curious about anything, but then...
Yo, dog, where the sweet graphics?
Yeah, tune up those graphics on... Shut up. And with Black Mesa, because of the graphics, they established a much, like, deeper, more defined tone that, like, is so easy to just feel and see that you just can't stop watching and playing it. I Black Mesa. Play Black Mesa.
Okay. Christ, Gabe, I don't even know what the hell you were saying there.
I don't think I do either.
I mean, there was a lot of words. I'm not sure they formed any thoughts, really, but okay.
Well, if you think about it, if you really think about it, then no. Play Saints Row 3.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Thanks, Gabe. I think this is enough from this question.
Just play everything.
Gabe's going to go on all night.
It's all listener mail we got.
Dildo bet.
Oh, shit.
You want to write in and mail at gameovernation.com.
Check it out.
Okay, so to Twitter.
To Twitter.
Justin Doss asks, where do you guys see Game Over Nation in 5 years?
Living in a van down by the river.
Living in a van down by the river.
We're going to be a traveling band.
That's what this has all
been
working for.
We're in a traveling band.
We've been practicing our musical instruments.
I'm a rambling man.
Yeah. Something like that.
God.
So, Javi, you were excited about this question, so I'll let you start this off.
Oh. Well, you were terrified about this question.
I'm terrified too. I'm scared of commitment. You know how many women have proposed to me and I've had to turn them down because I'm just scared of commitment? I could have been married like 8 times. It's not
cool,
true.
Dog.
What?
Cool.
It's not true at all.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Davi, where do you see us in 5 years?
That's all up to us and you guys listening right now.
Hopefully you're still around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spread the word. Here's the thing. There are listeners out there talking to you, prototype, Heidenweiss, Justin.
Ghost.
Like, there are listeners out there that tune in, write in. Like, you guys have been around for like 4 years now. You guys are in for the long haul. You're our hardcore audience. You're the guys that will always be there. But you've heard us a million times say, hey, will you write us a review on iTunes? Will you like us? I don't know. There's a lot of things that, like, people that listen every week don't do to help us out. I'm not like, I don't know.
Like, yeah, well, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. But, like,
yeah.
if you want to see this whole thing grow, like it's we do as much as we can, and we want to do more, and we want to have a reason to do more, and we want to have the means to do more. Like, what we do, it takes a lot of time, you know? Like, it takes a lot of time to draw the comics, to write the comics, to do the podcast, to edit the podcast,
to do videos, to make Buffy videos.
Yeah, like, it all takes a lot of time to do these things.
A lot of free time.
Right, because we have jobs.
Fucking,
you know,
asshole jobs.
Outside of this. So, like, me and Javi, like, we have, like, full-time jobs, you know?
Imagine a world where you go to sleep or you wake up at 9 a.m. or no, before then, and then you go work your ass off until fucking 6 p.m. and then you come home
and you start
and
your
you
second
work
job.
Your ass off more for nothing, or just for free, you know, out of love for this website, this idea you have,
which we do, and which then, we do love.
And then after years, it doesn't. It's kind of stagnant. I don't know, like I don't know. We want to grow, but I don't know. That's kind of out. We can put out content and stuff, but you know. Yeah. After that, it's kind of out of our hands.
Yeah, and like,
at what point is it more important to get paid? We have. Well, I'm not saying for this. I just mean the job comes first to pay the mortgage. Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, yeah, we have to. We can't starve or be homeless. That would suck. Because then we really couldn't do any of this. But like, and Javi and I have talked about. Certain, and we're definitely not going to get into any details on this, but just like ideas and possibilities to be able to bring you guys more content and to maybe like not have to rely on the job so much. But like like he said before, like it takes a little work.
We need momentum before we can even consider that.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like we need to. Start gaining more a bigger audience. We need more eyes on us to justify taking such a huge risk.
Yeah.
So, and if anybody out there is listening, you little guy listening to us on your iPod, you can help us out by tweeting about us, or you know, telling a friend that you likes video games to check us out, share our comics. You know, just anything you can do. You can. I don't know, change the world.
Yeah.
Just, you know, but yeah,
spread the word around. Like we want to bring you more stuff. It's just right now,
it's hard to fit everything together.
Yeah, it's hard to sacrifice a steady income to go and hope that this can provide that without some kind of, like you said, like momentum. We definitely need that, and like I know, you know, the comics have been kind of quiet lately, and it's not, we haven't been ignoring them. Like we've been incredibly busy.
Stay on the edge of your seat for the Buffy season 3.
Like we've got
Gabe had the brilliant idea of just doing the whole series in one thing. I'm like, no,
oh god,
no, we blow our
season
load
7.
that fucking YouTube video would be 3 hours long.
Yeah,
that too.
It almost fucking was just
and
in season
an hour,
two.
An hour and a half of it would just be Gabe crying over that one dumb episode he kept.
The dumbest episode ever.
The body, the baby.
Yeah, the body.
I'm not even gonna justify
bawling.
That you said that.
It'd just be Gabe bawling for an hour and a half.
Justified. If this was a video podcast, when you said I'm not even gonna justify it, I would have stuck Justin Timberlake's album Justified on.
If this is a video podcast, you could see me looking away from my laptop screen as if Ryan could see me trying to ignore it.
If this was speaking a video of podcast, you'd be editing it.
Yeah. Speaking of video stuff, like yeah, that's another thing I'm hoping to do real soon is to cut my teeth on some Premiere usage.
I hate
Premiere's fun. And, I love editing.
And get
isn't it great?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've got some ideas and so I want to try and put those together. But for me it's gonna be I gotta learn the software in so the first one is probably gonna be real bad, but I promise to get better.
It's hella simple, dog.
My main problem with getting stuff out there. Is I wasn't kidding when I said I'm afraid of commitment. I'm so self-conscious about my own ideas that I think of things constantly and I like write them down. It's like, oh, this could be cool. And then I just like, no. And I keep like just going on. It's like a never-ending vicious cycle.
It's a mind over matter thing.
I need to stop doing that.
You psych yourself out.
Yeah, it's real easy to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, like that Buffy video. That was me thinking of how to talk about Buffy for maybe 2 months. Literally me just thinking, it's like, okay, do we do like a Netflix show? Do we do like commentary? What do we do?
Yeah, it's not, yeah, I totally understand that because it's, like, it's sometimes hard to put yourself out there like that because...
Thinking of content is easy. Committing to it is hard.
Yeah. Like, I have a friend, Kelly, she's been talking about doing a blog for, like, I only heard about it about 6 months ago, but she's been thinking about it for, like, a couple of years, and she's been trying to come up with the name for her thing, and I'm like, really? Like, wow. Like, well, that's pretty crazy.
I took an idea that I saw from Tim Schafer in the Double Fine adventure videos, and it was him thinking of the name Grim Fandango, mm-hmm. and it was literally 30-ish pages of just lists of names, just writing any single thing he thought of, like Dim Ban Rango, Dim blah 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 blah, I don't know, just different names for it, and then all of a sudden on just like one big page he wrote in giant letters like, Grim Fandango, I am the most genius motherfucker alive.
Right. Well, to get back to the question, like, in 5 years, hopefully bigger and doing all the things we really want to do.
Here's in 5 years, hopefully we're not gone.
Yeah.
Game over, gone.
Yeah.
We've been going. I mean, Gova started what, 3 or 4 years ago now. I don't know. It's been a while. But, yeah. It's cool to...
I hate that song.
I do this because I love it. Like, this is just what I like to do. I like to talk... It's... I like to do my version of, quote-unquote, talking about things that I love. And that's fun to me. I don't care about how many people hear it. I think it's amazing that 100-something people... hear what
wants to hear say. Me insult them.
Yeah. I think that's incredible in its own right, and getting bigger than that's hard, and it takes a lot of...
We have been bigger than that, it's just we lost momentum.
And like doing the comics and stuff, like I like, we like creating things that make people laugh, like that's a fun thing to do.
This goes back to a conversation we had that nobody heard when we had Starship Amazing on the first time and we lost the audio. I asked Derek why... Well, I didn't ask why. Me and him, like, we were talking about, as content creators, like... you know, he said something to the effect of, you know, if I'm not making things, then I might as well be dead. I mean, this is something that I just always have done and I always will do. It's a passion to create things and put it out there. And mm-hmm. I don't know. And, like, we may not do the same thing, but, you know, like, as content creators, we have... I don't know. It's what we do. And we love it. We put everything into the things we make. And, I don't know, we hope people enjoy them. But, yeah, in order to justify, like, taking big steps forward and making really ambitious things and... potentially, you know, making this something that we do full time, we need a more significant audience, and that's why I care about numbers. It's not, I don't know, like, I don't know, it seems like, you know, like what Gabe said sounds great, and I do love that, you know, the small amount of people, yeah, but those are the people that have always been with us and always will be, so, like, I will always appreciate you guys. I mean, there wouldn't be anything left without you guys.
But you have a mission.
Should you choose to accept it, which you will.
If you want us to go, if you want Game Over Nation to move forward in the next 5 years and continue to exist for the next 5 years, then yeah, we need some help. And we can't just have a humble little 100 people, because I'll be 30... years old, Ryan will be 35, and we'll be like, well, fuck, man, well, I don't know. Let's
I'll be 22.
Again, I guess. Gabe will be 12.
Almost.
Getting
almost.
There.
Coming up on 12.
Really getting there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that is a good segue into the next question, which is, why don't you guys just fucking give up? From Zephyr Gamgee, and it's because we love it, and we love you, Zephyr.
Fuck you.
What the fuck's with that question, Zephyr?
You know,
fucked up dog.
A month ago, Jesus was like, Dylan, why don't you give up? And I was like, fuck you, Jesus. I'm going to break this goddamn bottle over your head. I'm going to keep making this stuff.
And
stuff,
then he just, and then he found out it was me, just, Jesus. It was just his neighbor. And he was high on peyote, but.
And then I got arrested.
Could have been a crackhead. And then,
could have been on the wrong stuff.
Found me in a tree.
Jesus found Dylan.
What are you doing up there?
I can't
fuck
see the
you,
road.
Jesus.
Oh, so dumb. Yeah. I don't. Go to hell, Zephyr. Fuck you.
Love you.
Gabe likes you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't
I'm really
tell the
stubborn
context.
When it comes.
Yeah, I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or not. Whatever.
Regardless,
we're not going anywhere, dog.
I'm gonna give you a purple nurple.
No, don't do it. That's just cruel.
I've got pincers for playing Super Nintendo games.
Oh no! Cruel beans.
No, no. And I okay, think that... there was one more question from Hyde and West.
Hyde and West. Hyde and West.
Oh,
asks,
okay.
That's a
what games,
good question. I like
what
it.
Games do you want to see that haven't been made? Be creative.
I have a hard time being creative, but I really want like a modern take on like Turtles in Time.
You want
not,
a good Ninja
not
Turtles
not the
game?
One that we got last year. I want to see like a fully 3D world, kind of like updating the beat 'em up. Is that too much to ask? I want a modernization of the beat 'em up. And with it being the Ninja Turtles, because we haven't seen them in a while, because
so,
I'm not including last year's abomination.
So let's see, like, so Bayonetta
good
with Ninja Turtles,
a good Turtles game.
Yeah, Gabe, but it has to be multiplayer because you have to be able to play as all four of the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it to be more arcadey,
so
like it's
God
like
of War,
hop in,
Ninja
hop
turtles.
Out, and like you run around beating up the foot, and you get like big, you get bosses. Like Baxter Stockman or the Rat King, that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And just you're just taking the old school beat 'em up and putting it in a 3D world. You upgrade your like abilities, your weapons. But I really want to see the and have it written by
Joss Whedon.
No, fuck you. I can't think of his first name, but Easton.
Joss. Oh.
Ethan Mars?
No, the two original, the writers of the comic book. I forgot them.
Kevin Eastman, was that? I don't know.
I don't remember right now.
Yeah, something
I feel
Eastman.
Bad about it. They're like, you're not a real fan. I'm like, fuck
were
you.
Were they... Here's the thing, though. Like, the comics were so different from...
The movies.
What we know as the Turtles. Yeah, from the movies and the cartoons. So, like, I don't know if those guys would make the... Turtles that we know and love.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe using the old cartoon as like a that'd be really cool actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to see the turtles done justice done to the turtles in a big budget game. Not because I mean we got the downloadable one, we got the one on the Wii, and
well, that's why
they both sucked.
The rumor of Rocksteady making the new Ninja Turtles was so exciting.
That'd be cool,
they,
but I don't want it to be
it
just
Batman
with the turtles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be exactly the same as I don't want it to be the same game just with a new flashy skin over it. I want it to have it's the turtles. It's got to be you got to do something else. I mean, yeah, they're all about not being seen, but how often did that work out for them?
Well, I don't know if
those crazy kids.
I like the Batman.
I lost
combat
the side.
Like...
I can get it back.
The Batman combat could totally work for Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
like, make it like super goofy and shit, but plays the same. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
but I think that is what I want most is just a turtle game.
I want like World of Warcraft with pandas. I think.
Funny. This is. This is actually a momentous occasion.
Oh my god! No,
this
okay.
is the first WoW expansion I haven't
let's
bought.
Not,
the
let's
night
not talk
came
about
out.
That game. That game sucks. Anyway, well, he says be creative, but like, is there really a game type that hasn't been made that the four?
Who cares?
Of us
ignore that part
could...
and just come up with something awesome.
Yeah,
actually, yeah, I had a cool idea on the drive home today. No joke.
Okay.
Shoot.
Do it. Let's go. Do it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, well, I mean, the idea isn't so much like a full game.
Just
like,
fucking talk.
I mean, this idea. Yeah, I know. I'm prefacing it. Because,
what's
like,
wrong with
like...
you? Sorry.
Okay, so this wouldn't, you know, fill in the gaps of what the game would be about or anything, but this is a cool mechanic that I thought of. Is like you know how in Portal you can shoot a portal, and then it essentially opens a door anywhere into a complete, potentially, it looks like to the viewer, a completely different room, you know. So I was thinking that idea could be cool if you could, like, bring in structures or entire levels and carry them in your pocket, like, in-game, and then you just throw them out, like, you know, let's say, like, a mansion or something. So you, like, throw out, like, this object, and it has, like, it just opens up a door or whatever, or has, like, a little smaller version of the mansion, and you walk in through the door, and on the inside is this enormous room, and or this enormous mansion from the inside, but, like, from the outside, it looks like that wouldn't fit in there at all. Kind of like the TARDIS or, like, you know, those tents in Harry Potter. I don't know, something like that. And, like, what a cool game mechanic it would be to be able to, like, pick up these infrastructures and carry them in your inventory and be able to throw them out whenever you want and go into them. Like, that could be how you equip yourself, you know, with the right gear and weapons. Like, you throw down your wardrobe item or room or whatever and you go inside of it and select
your
shit off
the shelves. Sounds very similar to the Fable 3 mechanic, actually.
Not really at
except,
all.
Except they replaced an entire menu with that, and it was stupidly implemented.
Yeah, but yeah, like, so I think like, it'd be cool to carry, like, building on that, like, carry around, like pieces of a level that could help you continue traversing it and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. Yeah.
Like, there's a game called Snapshot. It's kind of like that. You take pictures of things in the environment, and you use them elsewhere, so you can proceed.
What made me think of this idea was actually work. I was thinking about how, like, you can stick, like, thousands of files into one folder, and then that entire folder contains all that shit, but it's just one object. So, like, I was just thinking, like, in a video game, how would you translate that idea? And it's like, imagine all this information that you can just put in your pocket. And in a way, like, Animal Crossing on a smaller scale does that. Like, you can, you know, put down entire king-size beds or giant armoires into your room, and it takes up half the fucking room, and then you can just press B and whoop, it just turns into a little leaf and goes into takes one slot in your inventory, you know? So, like, something like that on a much grander scale is really interesting to me.
Yeah,
be able to throw down an entire world or an entire, you know, house or whatever.
Right,
it's like neat. Excitebike.
Yeah. What
to make the make-a-map mode?
Yeah. But anyways, that was a cool thing I thought of.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of original, I guess.
I don't know how
you'd
original.
You'd have to illustrate it more for me, but
yeah. But I don't know how original it is. This is something a lot of people talk about. It's just something I want. Pokemon MMO. So that'd be an MMO I could actually get behind.
Gabe, that is over. That is... We've heard it.
I know. I still want it
to
happen.
We've talked about it.
I know. I still want it to happen.
But I agree with you.
Cliffy B actually brought up something very interesting to me when he was talking to Game Trailers about games that disappointed him this generation. He said Uncharted 3, he felt kind of ran dry. And he wants like a sort of MMO Uncharted 3 or Uncharted where it's like,
really?
Well, it's people competing for treasure. Like, I think Indiana Jones and that guy at the beginning of the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Bellic?
Yeah. Think of like competing for that idol, but you can't tell.
So it's like a race to the treasure?
Yeah, it's a race to the treasure, but you can't tell if someone's already, like, gotten it or not. You can't tell if it's, like, even if it even exists. Like, you have to, like, investigate and do all this research. I think that could be cool. I think it will never
fucking happen. I don't know about an MMO, but have it be...
Not MMO, but, like, multiplayer.
Multiplayer, yeah. But it doesn't announce when, like, someone else is playing or anything.
Yeah.
Well, it could be, like, that type of teamwork that would probably inspire, like, outside of the game teamwork and all that too, sounds a lot like what people were doing with Fez to figure out all, like, the final puzzles mm-hmm. and all that shit. Like, all the outside research that people were doing.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, integrating the ARG with an actual game that you sit down and play.
The ARG.
ARG.
Yeah. But or, as far as fully original ideas, I'm dry.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult.
It's hard on the spot. To tap into obviously, something like, I want.
We're we are as creatively bankrupt as the industry is.
Yep.
Shout out to Insomniac also, and Fuse.
And we could you know probably throw out franchises that we'd like to see done a certain way.
That's
or
all. I
Mirror's
did.
Edge 2
like
in an open world.
Well, like
I don't know, super
Mirror's
boring.
Edge. Mirror's Edge U.
Mirror's Edge U in an open world.
Like, I know we've talked about, like, we had the big long discussions about the truly dark Zelda that we'd like to see, but...
I hate you guys to death.
I want a really cartoony, colorful Metroid.
Like a chibi design.
More.
I don't, I would
Metroid.
Not want that.
Though, as long as it's not another Other M. Oh.
The baby.
The baby. The
Could
baby.
You imagine that they
the
called
baby.
It Another M?
You monster.
You thought there was only the two.
Ryan, how about you?
I think we've
I don't want anything.
Yeah,
I love the question, Heidenweiss. I just suck at thinking.
Yeah, no, it's a really good question.
We suck!
I think we did alright.
Myth busted.
Heidenweiss, how pissed are you that you explicitly told us not to give you Borderlands 2? Because you totally would have got it.
Yeah.
I talked with him about that, too.
That's 2 weeks in a row. Man, we should have just gave out Torchlight then.
We don't have a copy of Torchlight to give out.
Not yet.
I have a copy of Torchlight.
Dylan, do you want to buy Heidenweiss a copy of Torchlight?
Did
no,
Dylan
I'm
just
good.
Say he was buying Heidenweiss a copy
no,
of Torchlight?
No, I didn't say shit. Shut up.
Oh.
That's beer money.
Heidenweiss, you can email Dylan for your copy.
That's drug money.
Drug money.
Leave me alone.
Oh, no. God.
So that's that it for questions, then?
Yep.
Yep, it's it for
okay.
questions.
That's the joke.
Two good questions in one. I don't know. What I don't know. Graham asked
two in
question.
One.
Two.
Oh, that's some great value.
Yes.
We got three out of four. That's cool.
We had four questions?
Yeah, Graham asked us one. Justin asked us one.
Oh, Zephyr Gamgee.
Heidenweiss asked us one.
And
the other
Zephyr
one was
Gamgee.
Illegitimate. Like Gabe. Boom.
Okay.
Dylan speaks twoof
stuff.
I'm pro at truth.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to contribute to the emails that we
if
were reading,
you
want to
insult
you
us.
Can, if you want to insult us, you can get a hold of
send
us.
Send your quest hubs.
Send your questions into mail@gameovernation.com, or you can tweet at us @gameovernation individually on Twitter. I'm @airstrikerhino. Javi is @JaviGon, but the gon has a zero instead of an O.
G0N.
G0N.
Javi G0N.
Yep. Gabe is RabbitWombat9.
What up?
And Dylan is Dr. Raw Dog.
Vote for Romney.
Go to...
Oh, my God.
You can check
That's
us out
hilarious.
On Facebook. It's facebook.com/GameOverNation. Also, iTunes, man. We need some reviews.
Are we on the Zune Marketplace?
Yeah, we're still on that Zune Marketplace somewhere.
Does the Zune Marketplace exist?
I think so, still, maybe.
Dylan's gone through three Zunes and doesn't know.
Yeah. You can go to iTunes, drop us a review, and, you know, going back to what we said earlier, seriously, tell some friends. You want to see growth, you want to see more, tell your friends, you know.
Real talk.
Build some momentum for us, and We'll do what we can to make this bigger.
The fire I spit.
We'll do what we can to make this bigger and better and more badass than ever for you. So, yeah. With that, Javi, you want to take us out?
Oh,
man.
Did you have something
waiting in the hallway?
Ryan, you took such a charge.
I'm Javi. Gabe's here too, yelling. I don't know.
What's up?
Dylan?
Yeah, what up?
What's up? All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Adios.
Later.
Goodbye.